Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Let's ponder something. To rent or to buy in Eugene, Springfield.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. I had the greatest experience just this past week, Bob. I got to tell you about a little bit of real estate. It's about real estate. And a woman came in and started talking to me. She's 30-something, and she's a nurse, an RN.
Okay.
And she has been renting her whole life. And she said, my mom just said I had to come talk to you. Turns out she's buying a $300,000 house. She thought she had to be a tenant. She did not think she could do it.
Wow. How did you do that? How did you take a person who had a belief that stated, I can't do that particular thing because I can't afford it? How did you take that person into ownership of a $300,000 house?
Well, one part of it is to say, what's worst case scenario? Worst case scenario, you own real estate and you have to sell it.
Right.
You can't hold on to it.
Right.
Or there's a lot of steps between owning and not being able to and getting rid of it. There's things like getting roommates.
Uh-huh.
There's leasing it out and getting into smaller occupancy for yourself.
Sure.
There are a lot of game plans. So she kind of needed to get over the fact that she'd be $200,000 in debt
right.
in this case.
Well, and that's a big number. If somebody hasn't signed a loan before, and the first loan maybe that you're signing is $200,000, and you check your pay stub and you think, it's going to take me a number of years to do this.
I mean,
it's a hurdle, mental hurdle.
And in this market, there's a gap between what you're paying in rent and what you'll pay in a house payment because homes are more expensive. So even though we've got great interest rates, you've got the tax write-off, I can show you how you net better. The cash flow feels very, very tight.
Right, right. It is that feeling. But what was the biggest problem you had?
The biggest hurdle was payment hurdle, understanding,
right.
Breaking it down. Very, very bright people that have not bought a house just don't know the steps. It's
well,
hard to talk about it.
I haven't been exposed to it.
Right.
I find out a lot in my investment stuff that people have a strong desire and they have capacity. They're just not sure of the way. And they call me a strategist, an investment strategist.
Well, I really would encourage people to start this conversation at the stage that they're at. If it's their first home, first investment, have the conversation. Both Bob and I love to talk. We've got evidence here. And so we'd be happy to visit you, whether it's today, tomorrow, or it just doesn't work right now, indefinitely. It's worth the conversation, in my opinion. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.